It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
All right, and we'll do it a little different. We're actually going to go ahead and have these split up because we're working with the, the way things are now. People have things short, right?
Yes.
Like, no more albums, just get the track.
Right.
No full shows, give me the fucking clip. No reading headlines, just look at the fucking article. Bernie Sanders said, fuck these niggers.
He might have. He might have.
Quite sure. That's in the, and then the video clip says, well, yeah, I'm actually a fan of NWA. I met Ice Cube several times. And we shook hands and went and had some wonton soup together.
Wonton soup is the shit, so yeah. I mean...
Yeah, Bernie Sanders and Ice Cube have wonton soup together. All right? And we opened each other's fortune cookies and then read each other's fortune out loud to each other. That's a thing that we do.
Wow.
It's a bonding technique. It's an East Coast, West Coast thing. You wouldn't understand. It's about peace.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right, so yes, these are going to be split the funk up.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse.
Yes.
Me.
No.
While I try to figure out what's going on in Florida.
All the things are going on in Florida.
By a young man with an outstanding haircut.
It's a fun haircut.
All right, so he may have had a beverage. All right.
Or 10.
And he may have declined to engage in your ritual of wearing shirts.
Why does it have to be a ritual?
He may.
Oh my God.
Have allegedly barged into several Pensacola homes. And he may have done this looking for a fight before running into a fence. And as the Jadakiss fan I assume he is, knocking himself out. All of these things may have happened.
The most important question I have, though, is do niggas in Pensacola not lock their doors? How is he getting into multiple people's houses?
Barging.
How is he barging into... lock your fucking doors, people.
He's
damn.
He was just Springfielding his way in there. Call him Barge Simpson.
Wow.
His name may be Christopher Doyle Norman, a 32-year-old individual, and was arrested Tuesday night for numerous offenses, including home invasion, battery, burglary, larceny, and criminal mischief. Norman allegedly began his rampage by kicking open a gate on the 2000 block of Langley Avenue, approaching a woman who was sitting outside her mobile home, and punching her in the side of the head. Why? What in the...
What the fuck, man?
So it starts with misogyny and gets worse.
Yes.
That I didn't even know that's where that sentence was going. All right. I should have expected it. I've been doing white-on-white crime for a while now.
Yeah.
I should see these things coming. Now, he allegedly then damaged a ladder and the exterior door of the residence before moving into the home next door, onto the home next door. So was he using the ladder as a battering ram?
Maybe. Florida man is doing things, William.
The real Jacob's ladder. Fucking there at the second home, Norman allegedly fell through the front door. Yo. And one of the residents grabbed a hammer.
Oh, Jesus.
Shit.
It keeps getting worse.
They kept it cool, though. They were chilling, and they ordered Norman to leave. And he allegedly left the trailer park yelling that he would come back and burn the trailer down, end quote.
What? Why is he so angry?
He allegedly went to a nearby apartment complex and began knocking on an apartment door when the resident answered. Norman not participating in your shirtfulness, allegedly began yelling at the resident to fight him.
What the? I just want to know, was he like, fisticuffs, have at thee? Or was he like, come at me, brah? Fisticuffs?
The first one.
Mr. Norman would like to engage in some fisticuffs.
He's a classy guy. He does it under the yawning after, after chilly night. You know how it is. All right. Scoop, bop, boo, boo, doo, doo. So, wait, hold up. There we go. When the resident closed and locked the door, Norman allegedly began to ram the door with his shoulder, causing damage to the door and the frame. Norman.
Oh no, it just keeps going. What the fuck?
This could be a whole episode. He allegedly moved on to another residence, where he walked in through the closed but unlocked door and began yelling for the apartment's two male occupants to fight him.
What the hell?
He allegedly began chasing the victims around a table.
What? Is that like some cartoon shit?
Unable to catch them, he threw a lamp and missed. According to the report, Norman grabbed a slice of pizza before chasing one of the victims into the bedroom and snatching a landline phone from the victim, who was attempting to call 911. Allegedly, he swung the phone at the victim several times, hitting him once in the back of the head.
What the hell, Florida man? What are you doing?
Norman!
Oh my god, there's more.
Chased the man outside. They didn't put allegedly in front of that one.
Oh, all right.
So he chased the man outside and around the apartment complex before running into a chain fence, knocking it down and passing out on top of it.
But wait, he knocked the fence over?
Yo.
What the fuck?
Yo, Norman is mad brolic, nigga. Yo.
Oh my god. I don't... What?
The deputies arrived on the scene to find Norman unresponsive.
Really? Really? Didn't see that coming.
And seemingly under the influence of alcohols.
Really?
Nah. They were able to handcuff Norman without further incident, though he allegedly made vague threats to the deputies during the arrest.
What does that mean? That is the body cam footage I need in my life. What did he say?
They're closing it out here. The woman who... Damn, this...
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, there was a beginning to the story.
This is like one of those, like, record scratch. You're probably wondering how I got here. And then it just, like, plays the whole story reverse. So back to me.
Holy shit, it started with misogyny. Men were the victims later. Hey, remember that. Men will always be victims of patriarchy. Let it be known. The woman who was punched in the head declined to be transported to a hospital, though she told deputies she had a brain tumor.
What?
And would need a thorough medical examination. There were no other major injuries reported at the scene, according to the report. Norman is currently being held in Escambia County Jail on a $262,500 bond.
What a weird number.
Yeah.
Not $250,000, not $275,000. $262,500. What?
They wanted to charge him a video game system.
Mm.
All right. That's what's going on. All right.
And this is why Wednesday is the best day of the week.
White on white. Crime.
Yes.
And we'll be back around.
Woo-hoo.
All right. And since I said this time on the podcast audio, that must also be recording.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And so we're thug life in it. It's still Wednesday, Father Muckers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're just splitting it up. and we're gonna slow leak this shit like the fucking Snowden documents.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
All right.
So for some reason.
Oh, you're gonna read this one, yeah.
Florida.
Oh.
Is aggressive.
What?
All right. You know, and Nicole Gabe, this is the kind of fucking shit that people do to fucking get you kind of registered on a list for the rest of your life.
It does.
Chief.
It does.
So a Vermont couple, fucking Bernie bros, they were arrested in Sanibel. And the Sanibel police say they received complaints. The husband and wife were naked at the beach.
Well.
Fucking nudist Sandernistas.
Sandernistas, yeah.
Yeah, that's what Alex Jones called people that voted Sanders in the primary, Sandernistas. According to the arrest affidavit, the overseers went to the beach behind the 2341 West Gulf Drive on Saturday afternoon after a report of a woman skinny dipping in the water. The overseers saw the woman, later identified as Tiana C. Marinville, a 26-year-old individual, naked in the water, and gave her a towel to use to cover up. When asked why she was naked, Tina said, quote, "Did not know that she could not be naked on the beach," end quote.
Yeah.
And was able to be naked in the water in Vermont. Fucking Bernie bros.
I'm not gonna lie. The first thing that comes to mind is like, is the water really cold in Vermont?
Are the people really white?
Yes. Yes, they are.
They don't care. Just hopping in that shit. And scuba-doop-doop. Whoa.
Yeah, just knock your fucking mic stand over.
Yeah. Party time. Excellent. Ooh. And apparently she's married to some feller that calls himself Alexander J., a 27-year-old individual, walked up to the overseers and asked why they could not be naked. I demand to know. This is preposterous.
What is that like? Wouldn't you maybe check the rules of the beach first and see if it's a nude beach before you take off your clothes? No? No?
Or... you know, assuming you're not affected by ableism in the visual department, look around. Are there zero naked people? You know what? Let's keep it polite on this one.
Yes.
Eh? Clothes on. I mean, you can wear Speedos in a bikini. You can wear thong.
Right, you can basically be just in your underwear.
Really?
Like, you know.
Like, I mean, I've heard it referred to, like, for, you know, cis men, a banana hammock.
Yeah.
Like, you can really be so close to naked, but they won't have that. Won't. No.
It's not enough.
They full They're nude. Full.
No!
Jesus Christ. So he wanted to know why they couldn't be naked. Quote, "We're all human."
Okay.
"Some human, though, may be children, and some of those children might be raised by other human adults that don't want to nature boy them."
Yes. Or maybe some of us are just adults who don't want to see other people naked unless we consent to seeing other people naked.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I'm close-minded.
Yeah.
It's just how I get down. I don't even like looking at pug dogs. All right? I don't want to look at naked people. I don't like looking at pug dogs.
You don't like dogs in general.
Yeah. But pug dogs, they very much represent what they have done to the wolf.
Huh.
The horrors that they have done to what used to be the wolf.
I thought that was a dachshund myself.
Oh, also, yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. That should not exist. But I think they, what, like, getting into gopher holes for them?
I don't even fucking know.
I think that was the idea behind breeding them down like that. It continues. The officer explained, "Sanibel is not a nude beach, and it is against Florida law to be naked on beaches in general." The police fellers spoke with several witnesses who reported seeing both husband and wife naked. One witness said she saw Tiana wrap her legs around Alexander and said it appeared they might have been having sex, according to the affidavit. So, what up?
Sex on the beach to go with the sex on the beach.
Right. I hate that name for a beverage. What is that goofy name?
I don't even know what's in it. I just know there's like a whole like subset of just shit that has like liquid pants remover, sex on the beach, screaming orgasm. Like,
so I mean, here, make one called "Does she consent?"
Yeah, right.
Yeah, make one called "If I'm trying to get her drunk to have sex, I'm a predator." Make that drink.
Yeah, that would be a good drink.
Make open your face and order that out loud, because that's all you're saying with all these fucking shits to me. I never like these fucking names.
Yes. All right, so, by the way, a sex on the beach is a tropical cocktail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it has, if you could let me get to it, vodka, peach liqueur, orange juice, and cranberry juice.
Vodka, peach,
orange, and cranberry.
I'm not doing all that, man. I'm getting whiskey and Coca-Cola Classic in the glass bottle. All right? Go funk yourself. So they were arrested on charges of indecent exposure and released from Lee County Jail Sunday after they each posted a $1,500 bond, according to jail records. The case reminds of a 2014 incident on Branderton Beach, and it was on July 20th, 2014. A man and a woman were arrested after other beachgoers reported seeing them have sex on the beach. Yeah, but they didn't demand to know why they couldn't be naked.
Right. And then also the whole like we're all humans. Okay, but I would like consent before being forced to be a participant voyeur of your scene. Please. Thank you. Informed consent even for the witnesses. Thank you.
Yeah, like I'm not here to coach, cheer you on. Like I forgot my fucking pom-poms.
I forgot my pom-poms. I can't cheer you on while you're having sex on the beach. All right.
Like, hey, come on. He said put the ring finger in his bunghole, not the middle finger. That has connotations. It's rude. Use your ring finger. Says love. Put your ring in his ring. All right.
If you liked it, you should have put a ring on it. In it. We're very mature adults.
If you like it, then you should have put your ring in it. All right, we're getting the hell on out of here. White on white crime. And there that goes. White on white crime. Still at it. We should actually just remind the Father Muckers. When we record on Wednesday, we got one thing on our mind.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, white people shenanigans. Because you said...
Huh?
You should start looking up Spanaway, Tacoma area for news stories.
They got some stuff.
Police beat from Tacoma. The headline, dead garden gnomes, a church break-in, and a broken family. I think we might only get to the first one because it's hilarious to me. Yeah. All right, so this is from, does it say who wrote this? This was written by a certain individual named Sean Robinson. I couldn't find his name and it wouldn't let me scroll fast enough. Shut up. Sean Robinson, which I'm only pointing out because this is like heavily snarkified, I guess you could say. And I think that adds to the humor of the situation. All right, so this is compiled from reports from the Tacoma Police and the Pierce County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
The garden gnomes gave their lives. Casualties of a quasi-religious war.
Mm-hmm. What?
The garden gnomes gave their lives. Casualties of a quasi-religious war.
Did they give their lives or were they killed?
Well, they were killed.
See, this is propaganda. This bullshit. I know what's happening.
You have the real story? The inside scoop? A dispatch call reported a neighbor disturbance. Two Tacoma officers drove to the 4600 block of F Street. You know where that is, right?
East F Street, yeah.
East F Street?
Yeah, I went to school on G Street.
So, East F Street, 4600 block. Tacoma officers show up to find a man who told an odd story. The man, 53, said he heard pounding and kicking at the front door and saw a woman who was his neighbor knock a flower planter off his front porch. The woman then picked up garden gnomes from his front walkway and started throwing them into the street until they shattered.
Wait, from his own walkway?
She was, yeah, taking at her neighbor's house, taking all the shit off his porch and throwing it in the street and breaking it.
Why? Well, you know, let's find out.
Let's find out.
Yeah, I can't even guess.
The man told the woman to stop. She answered with profanity and a slur and told the man to call police before walking back to her house.
So she said, read me my rights.
She did.
Put me in cuffs. All right, Brantley Gilberting.
Yes. So she called him a slur. Officers wondered if they were dealing with a hate crime, but the man said he didn't think so and didn't understand why she called him the slur because he's not actually gay. So I think we know what slur she used, yes?
All right.
Yes.
I've had that experience. Where I'm just like, actually, fellas, whatever. If I was gay, I'd be out of your league, sir.
Well, you know. Officers spoke to the woman, who is 36 years old, but they don't name her in this. I wish they did, because I want all the fucking details on the story. I want to follow up, and I don't have her name. This woman, 36 years old, said she destroyed the garden gnomes because the man kicked a Christian figurine in her front yard.
Allegedly?
She is filled with the love of Christ. Officers then looked at the figurine, but saw no damage. They asked if she was sure if the man had kicked it. The woman said she didn't actually see the kicking. But then, upon further questioning, she said she actually did see the kicking and said it was her neighbor.
Yo, white women, Washington State be lying? Didn't we cover that one where she was like, nobody hit her? Yeah, I slapped her. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I punched her. But not in the face.
Right. It was something like that. It was like, I didn't touch her. Maybe I touched her. Maybe I slapped her. But okay, fine. I punched the shit out of her. Yeah, it was that shit. It was.
What the fuck?
And that was like, someone's grandma did that to like their daughter, one of their like relatives or something, right?
Oh, yeah, we titled that episode, Grandma Pushed Me Down.
Because we're assholes.
Because that's what the child said to the police.
Yeah. Grandma pushed me down. All right. So then the woman continued talking about her neighbor and wove a tale of persecution. She said that the man, her neighbor, was in a relationship with another neighbor and they constantly showed her images depicting homosexuality.
When? What? They just knock on the door? Wait, I know how they did it.
Oh no.
What it is?
How?
They're like, we got something you can consume, Miss Ma'am.
It's a chance to do good for us boys in the hood. Just call us NWA, Neighbors with Appetizers.
You know why they did it?
I don't know, man. It doesn't seem woke. And I'm woke as hell.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem woke.
All right, so they showed her gay pornography.
She just said images depicting homosexuality. She also said they hated her because she was a Christian.
Oh, fuck. Somebody listens to Brian Fisher.
Mm-hmm. Officers thought that the woman sounded erratic and agitated and was perhaps ready to act out again. They arrested her and booked her into the Pierce County Jail on suspicion of malicious mischief. Yeah, I want her name because I want the fucking follow-up to this story.
What the hell? Does it count as a hate crime if you're not gay, but they do it because they think you're gay?
Which is also like, why would you think someone is gay? Who is showing you homosexual material? What? What?
Yeah, that's
kind of happening.
And that's very close to my fucking high school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That was a good time. What? That's the end of that story?
Well, that's the end of that story, but there's more in the blotter, but I don't know if you want to do the other one.
Oh, you want to let's stuff the whole... All right. You know what?
The whole blotter? Police blotter?
Yeah. So fucking News Tribune Police Beat is its own segment.
All right. This fucking guy... The guy who writes this is just amusing because he's heavy with the snark in the comedy, and I get it, and it's funny.
So a millennial got the job.
Pretty much. The man sought sanctuary, but the church doors were locked.
Aw, shit.
The dispatch call reported a possible burglary in progress. Pierce County Sheriff's deputies drove to a church on the 6400 block of 150 Street Northwest near Purdy while an alarm blared. Purdy? Really? There's a...
I don't know that one.
All right. Deputies spoke to a man who had keys. He said someone was inside the church. He had heard the alarm, came to check it, found a broken window, and called 911. The man unlocked the door for police. When deputies entered, they saw a man inside, wrapped under a blanket in the middle of the room. Deputies cuffed him and asked what he was doing. The man said he was cold and needed a place to sleep. Was he homeless? He wouldn't answer.
Oh, maybe he was. I don't know.
Why? Wouldn't you say that, though? They say, like, if they... Are you homeless? You'd be like,
You know, it's cold. There could be an embarrassment factor. Because you're a man. Potentially a white man. You're not supposed to be homeless. You're supposed to have bootstrapped.
He broke into a church.
Or he was guided by the spirit into a church.
Oh my god. Do you remember we covered that story? Where she was like fucking like throwing bricks at police officers or some shit and like ran into a church because Jesus told her to. Or no, it was a Catholic school.
I vaguely remember that.
Jesus. We covered some fucking stories on this show.
Yeah.
That was good. That was like on the East Coast. So that was a good story.
We've got some fucking archives, people. Just dig back. Find a title that you think is funny and click it.
Yes. So he is currently booked on suspicion of second-degree burglary, but police aren't sure if anything was stolen.
Okay.
Yes.
They're not sure. I guess because somebody from the clergy has to show up and be like, oh, yeah, I had a golden Virgin Mary face.
A what?
Yeah. It was made out of T'Challa's bone marrow. It was very black.
What?
Yep.
No.
Anything to get that buck, Chief.
No.
All right, so that was a good time with the...
Yes, that's what's going on in Tacoma.
And that's what I grew up reading, folks. The police beat in the News Tribune. All right. And we'll be back around with more Wednesday, more white-on-white crime in the wine cellar. All right. And now we're going to go to Idaho and Kentucky. Mm. It is Wednesday. It's November 28th, 2018. White on white crime. Holy shit. I think Bill Burr's F is for Family drops on the Netflix season 3.
Ooh, that's fun.
I think they did that shit last time. They drop it on a Wednesday. Motherfucker, I binge watch on the weekend.
You can just wait.
You can just wait.
I mean.
Here she goes saying black stuff.
Okay, you're not oppressed. You can still watch it on the weekend.
Yeah, I actually am. So you think I'm not being oppressed?
I think you're hyperbolic.
You're pretty much wrong about everything.
Hyperbolic.
They will get up every day, they will kill somebody, and go have some chicken at KFC.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar.
Hyperbolic.
No.
Yes.
This is off the Idaho Statesman news outlet. Mm-hmm. All right. But for some reason, this says Columbia, Missouri. Right? M.O. is Missouri?
Yeah.
So Columbia, Missouri. Authorities say a man suspected of starting a small fire in a Columbia City Hall restroom, all right, had recently been released from prison for illegal burning.
Wow. Well,
it wasn't legal burning. You want legal burning, you set that shit in the lobby, fuckface.
Yes.
The Columbia Daily Tribune reporters, they came out and said that the police fellas arrested a 58-year-old. Why are you doing that at 58 years old?
And after you just got out of prison for it, too. Like, what the fuck?
Like, almost set a fire in the shitter. That'll show Obama.
But, and where did he set it? I mean, in the bathroom, but...
Of a city hall.
The fuck?
A political statement? And it says he allegedly set a fire in a toilet paper holder. Why there? Why there specifically? And it was attacked. He's like, ain't nobody wiping their ass today. We're going to show the politicians you are full of shit.
Okay.
And Assistant Fire Marshal Jim Paisley states this information, that the fire caused about $1,000 in damages.
Wow.
The small fire led the building to be evacuated as a special city council meeting was scheduled to begin to discuss the resignation of the city manager. Oh, he wasn't feeling that shit. He's like, I want the city manager here until our water is just like Flint. Come on.
Oof.
What?
Oof.
I'm heavy-handed. Lead is heavy. Must be good. Come on.
Must be good. Heavy metals, yes.
Fucking a witness watched the suspect leave City Hall and was able to help direct responding overseers to him. The suspect was previously convicted of setting 6 fires.
What the hell, guy?
That's the white-on-white crime version of Six Flags.
Shit.
And they were minor and extinguished quickly without any injuries. He's having a good time. He's having a good time.
I mean, all right, I guess. I don't know. Why?
And to wrap up the white on white crime Wednesday.
Yes.
All right. Back to that sort of... That misogyny is hard to understand. That's why sometimes I really do sit down and read, like, these long-ass blogs mm-hmm. of, like, a cis or trans woman just sort of... You know, lacing it up. Like, I'll sit there and, like, no skimming. Mm-hmm. Like, read every fucking letter. Because sometimes I'm like, what? Really? It's gonna walk up and show folks your penicular there.
Yes.
All right. So, let's see where he's going with this. Lexington, Kentucky.
And a man has been arrested in Lexington for allegedly exposing himself to multiple women within an hour.
Within an hour?
Man, look.
Like, he was on the clock.
I just want to know what his DMs look like. Like, how many dick pics is he sending to random women on, like, Twitter and shit?
Or just anybody. Just, like, you might be a woman trying to manfish. Whew. We know women be out there manfishing.
Right, yeah, uh-huh.
An arrest citation says back on October 30th, Corey Deaver exposed himself to a guest at the Hampton Inn on Nicholasville Road just after 8 in the morning.
That's how he starts the day.
Damn. Like, the continental breakfast is still fresh at 8 in the morning.
He's like, yo, the blizzard just came through. Perfect time to pull out my genitaliers. Come on. What? Frosty the Snowman.
Wow.
The victim claims that he was watching her while masturbating.
All right.
Ew.
But it's just bugged out. So just like, that's it. Like, are you trying to show everyone this is how hetero I am? Women exist. Make me want to whack my tally. Tally whacker.
I think I've said it every fucking segment so far. But again, remember we covered that story?
Wow.
And it was a New York cop who was, like, asking people for directions to, like, Burger King or some shit while masturbating and exposing himself.
I don't remember that one.
Yes. Yeah, he went up to two girls, like, teenage girls, I think they were sisters, and was, like, asking them for directions, and in the middle of asking them for directions, just pulled his junk out and started rubbing it. And I was like, what the fuck?
For some reason, I think ice cream was involved in this story. Do you remember the word ice cream being in there?
Maybe.
Yo, check out White on White Crime in the Wine Cellar. This shit going on. All right. Yeah, I bet if you just search in your podcast application, if you just type in white on white crime, we'll probably come up more so than anything else.
Probably.
We've been doing white on white crime since like 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go back too far, you're going to run into that telephone audio.
Yes.
Before we had high definition audio and looking down to see if the blue light's on my microphone. All right.
An employee found Deaver outside and he ran away. 15 minutes later, another victim claims he was...
15 minutes?
The nigga ran away. So he ran away, was like, ugh, got away. Didn't think that, maybe they called the police and gave them my description and they might be looking for me. Maybe I should go home and call it a day. He said, no. More women need to be harassed, traumatized, triggered by me. I gets it down like that.
He probably didn't finish masturbating yet.
All right, Corey. No, Corey. No, he was. That's the thing. So every single time they made him stop, he was like, fuck, now I gotta start over. Holy shit.
To the end of an Afro Man
song. Measuring himself in her driveway.
In her driveway?
What the fuck, guy?
Like, was that his way of keeping it polite? I'm not on the grass. I'm keeping off the lawn. Jeez.
What?
She called police. Diva ran to the Central Baptist parking garage and allegedly exposed himself to another woman.
What?
Holy shit.
Jesus.
And she was in a parking garage. I hope she had the...
Of a church.
The keys between the fingers.
Shit.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Oh, I wish he would have caught them claws. But then they would have fucking charged her and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not if she was the third one.
I think Tucker Carlson would have spun it. Or who's that nigga? The one that Fallon Loco put us up on.
I don't know.
He's one of those right-wing talkers. He's hella on the pro-incel shit. Jordan Peterson.
Oh, God, that fucking
Yeah,
guy.
Jordan Peterson would spin this shit.
Ugh, I only eat raw meat. Yeah, okay, shut up, guy.
Fuck it. He only eat raw meat.
Yeah, like, he's on some, like, he only eats, like... beef, and it's like medium rare. Like, he doesn't eat anything else. Like, no chicken, no vegetables, no fruit, like no bread. All he fucking eats is like medium rare beef or
fucking
some shit.
Liar,
whatever,
lying ass. And so our dear Corey Dever here was arrested and faces several charges.
No kidding. several charges, you say?
Man, we should contact this outlet and tell them we want a follow-up. All right. Apparently the journalist is Alexia Walters. We need Alexia Walters to do a follow up. We is be needing to know.
Yes.
All right. And that's that for white on white crime. Now I have to do the post recording work, yes. Which is the real work, right? Mm-hmm. When I'm recording, I'm just talking to my friend. I'm just hanging out with Phoenix Curleader. Hey, how you doing there? Young person with your hooded sweatshirt. Come on.
Brand new hooded sweatshirt. I'm feeling it.
Yep. So yeah.
Echo, because I'm brand loyal.
I'm going to try to get her, like, two more hooded sweatshirts this season. Because one thing about you get Phoenix Curleader one hooded sweatshirt, she will ride that motherfucker until the wheels don't until the wheels disintegrate. She is a damn fool with a hooded sweatshirt. And I made a mistake. You know what? I got that one before we got cats.
Yeah.
No more black hooded sweatshirts.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And she'll just wear it. She's just like, fuck it. Yeah, cat hair. That's the new fashion.
I'm a cat lady. What do you want?
At some point, it looks like she had on a damn chinchilla. I'll tell you what. All right. And you can help Phoenix Curleader get another hooded sweatshirt that won't turn into a chinchilla, like the homie Debbie Loco that just hit us up over at the paypal.com. Thank you, Debbie Loco.
Thank you.
That's actually just about enough for another, like, you may have contributed to Phoenix Curleader being more warm and fashionable.
Yeah.
And you know who just loked up with us on the Patreon?
Who?
Some folks called Feminism and Decolonization. Yeah, and I know I've seen them on the Facebook before.
They share from Reading in the Shade semi-frequently.
Yeah, so whoever that is, yo, you Thank fuck with you. Us, we fuck with you, man. Hell yeah. I threw the man on there, like, colloquially. I don't know if niggas is non-binary and shit. But
nigga is non-binary.
Damn, you know what? Yeah, nigga is non-binary. And that's your White on White Crime Wednesday. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Please be as safe as possible wherever you are.